possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following NBC sports program is brought to you in living color.
Comiskey Park, Chicago. Hi, everybody. I'm Vin Scully.
50 years ago, the first All-Star game at Comiskey Park in 1933.
Representing the Chicago White Sox, outfielder Ron Kittle.
Harry Carey is going to lead the crowd in the singing of Take Me Out of the Ballgame. That's always fun here at Wrigley Field. And let's tune in as they greet Mr. Sandberg.
Here are the 1980 All-Stars from the Chicago White Sox. Pitcher Ed Farmer, warming up in the bullpen, a 12-game winner already this year. Steve Stone.
Russell points to the center. How far did you hit that one, Andre? Look out wherever you are.
What a rocket. And Dawson knew it, and so did Ken Griffey Jr.
From the Chicago White Sox, first baseman Frank Thomas.
Thomas drills one to deep left field. If it's there, it's out of here by a mile, and it is there.
Well, that's one of the things the crowd of 50,000 comes to see. The big hurt, putting the hurt on the National League.
Infielder Ron Coomer.
Coomer, a great story. Guy who grew up on the south side of Chicago and was a Cubs fan.
It's like taking your life in your hands.
You know he's a tough guy.
That's right.
Goodbye, right center field, Ordóñez. Back for the American League, and it's 4-1.
Some solace for White Sox fans with Ordóñez homering off Lieber, a south sider off a north sider.
Kerry Wood taking over for Wolf.
You had a shot at Ichiro on the bench, as this slider is really nasty.
For the first time, we have two most valuable players. John Matlack and Bill Madlock have been voted by our press corps to be joint most valuable player winners, and I congratulate you both.
Let's meet the American League manager and starting lineup, the manager from the 2005 World Series champion Chicago White Sox, Ozzie Guillen. From the Chicago White Sox, A.J. Pierzynski, Paul Konerko, Jermaine Dye, Jim Thome, Bobby Jenks, Jose Contreras, and pitcher Mark Burley.
Mr. President, my partner asked Joe Madden not to put Mark Burley into the game while you were here because Mark Burley works too quickly.
We wouldn't have enough time with you.
Everybody knows I'm a White Sox fan, and my wife thinks I look cute in this jacket, so.
From the Chicago Cubs, Dexter Fowler, John Lester, Jake Arrieta, Ben Zobrist, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, 0 for 6 off of Chris Sale with 6 strikeouts.
Well, let's see how he fares here in San Diego tonight. Might be the premier home run hitter in the National League, and this is belted. Out of here, Chris Bryant, first pitch swinging, 1-0 National League. Liam Hendricks, who is the closer for the White Sox. I don't know if Liam can hear us. Can you hear us, Liam?
Damn it!
No, we'll leave him alone.
Keep tying the past to the present. That's the charm of the All-Star game, I guess, more than anything else. And especially this one.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Brilliant open by Chris Tannehill, celebrating all of Chicago's All-Stars in the All-Star game. Tanny is here. Alex is getting everything straightened out. That man is Jason Leisure, and that man is Russ Dorsey, but he's not going to really talk until 3 o'clock.
I will say hello right now.
But he will say hello right now. We've got you until 6 o'clock, and we've got a fun show. Russ is going to be in studio with us from now until about 4, and we're going to talk with him and have the great reunion of Sports Adjacent, the fantastic podcast on the House of L Network. These two guys are going to get to hang out. I'm just going to eavesdrop for a little bit. I'm pretty sure that Jason is prepared as if it were an episode of Sports Adjacent, so that'll be interesting. Kaylin Kaler is going to join us at 4:30 today. Looking forward to talking with Kaylin because she's been all over this NFL collusion story. So we're going to pick her brain and let you know. How did you frame it, Jason? Like, how, explain it to my dad.
This is going to be tough for her, I think, because she is so in
detail,
the details and the weeds of this. And she could write a book about this probably.
And probably will.
And that is all super useful, super helpful information that you and I have been reading over the past week or so. But I also need her to be able to put this in a 2-sentence text to my dad. And to people like my dad that are sports fans, but not all the way deep down this rabbit hole, and just need to understand why this is important.
Okay.
We'll see if she can do it.
We'll see if she can do that. I'm betting that she can. Mark Potash is going to join us at 5:25 on the show. We will catch up with...
from his basement, I can guarantee.
You have questions about his basement, correct?
It's like a museum or a library down there.
Will he share? Like, if you ask him, is he going to tell us
I don't know,
there?
Because he has interesting stuff down there, and you can say, hey, Potsy, tell us about these, you know, original Jordans, pair of Jordans that you have down there. And Potsy might give you this great answer, or he might go, no, that's too personal.
Alex, is Potsy scheduled to join us via Twitch? Like, will people be able to see into his basement and into his soul?
I believe he's going to be on his cell phone.
Oh, that actually makes sense. And I bet it's not a smartphone. Because Potsy don't play that.
He let me know a cell phone, not landline today.
Okay. You want some score history, Alex? Let me give you some more score history. Back in the days, remember I told the story about being Les Grobstein's producer? So I did that job, and one of the only guests that I used to be able to book was Mark Potash. Potash would be like, yeah, you know what? Give me a call at like 3:30. In the morning, and I'll come on and I'll talk with Les. And then I put him on, and him and Les would talk for a half an hour. Problem solved.
Wouldn't he also call in unsolicited, yes. I believe? Yeah, that's yes. More what I've heard.
Yeah, he would call in, you know, if he was just up piddling around the house, he would sometimes just call Les.
He just loves it, man. Potsy was at the Sun-Times with us for a while, and there was one day last year in training camp where me and him and Patrick Finley were working out. Hey, we need to take some days off during training camp. We don't all need to be here, be working every day of training camp. Let's figure out, you know, on this day, you take the day off and the rest of us will fill in the work that needs to be done. Let's get everybody here a break. We got Potsy a break and he came anyway. He didn't have to write or anything, but he just attended training camp that day on his credential. And I've never seen him happier. That's what he wanted to do on his off day, was just be there. Be engrossed in it, be around the other reporters.
And then not have to write. I get
and
that.
And not have to write.
I totally understand that. That type of mania. Like, I have some of that.
That open by Tanny was awesome, as usual. And it took me back. I just loved the All-Star game so much and the Home Run Derby.
Do you still love the Home Run Derby? Do we still love the Home Run Derby?
I am a non-practicing lover of the Home Run Derby. I still say I want to watch it, but do I really? But when I was like 10 to, I don't know, maybe even younger than that, maybe like 8 to 15, I would ride my bike to White Hen the day after the All-Star game to pick up the Chicago Sun-Times and just consume, and the Trib probably, and just read everything about the All-Star game.
What's changed for you with the Home Run Derby?
Hi guys, because I'm curious because we were talking about this an hour ago, me, Marshall, and Layla, and from the TV perspective, you're selling spots, but it's quicker now than it used to be when you loved it. But you're one of the people I was talking about earlier that with the 10 outs when it would drag all night, it was like, oh, I love that, and seeing, you know, Bobby Abreu hit 41 homers. before he got to the 10 outs or Josh Hamilton's monster round at Yankee Stadium. Why do you not love it as much now?
I think for me, it's just that I'm less connected to it, to the players than I was at that age when it was Ken Griffey Jr., for example, or even McGuire and Sosa. And for that reason, it's just, it doesn't have that same appeal to me. Those guys were legends. And you have guys that are at the top of the game now, but you don't have Shohei in it, for example. And I think secondly, you know, the year they had it in Kansas City recently, you see how the ballpark is one of the stars of the show. And while this is a really nice ballpark in Atlanta, I've been to a game there, and it's a good experience and everything. It's not a beautiful, amazing ballpark.
They did have a great drone shot of it, though. There was a drone shot leading into the Home Run Derby, and I thought it was a nice touch to have Chipper Jones narrate some of it. They were trying to dip into the nostalgia while also trying to push it forward, which is a really hard thread to needle, okay? It's really, really hard. And I was sitting there watching the rules because I was in an establishment, like having dinner, and I'm like, I can't quite figure out these rules.
You couldn't hear?
I couldn't
hear it. Same for me last night. I was in West Loop, and I could see it, but I couldn't hear it, so I'm just trying to guess at how this is working.
And then I was like, And by the time I got home, the Hunger Games happened to be on, the last one. So I watched like the last hour of Hunger Games, and I was like, man, this was actually really, really good.
That's a fun movie.
It is a fun, well, actually it's not that fun.
It's a bunch of kids killing each other.
Yeah, and I finally made one of the callbacks because I saw the prequel earlier in the spring, and I was like, oh, that's who that is. Okay, got it. So I did all of that. I was on the north side of the city when it began. I ate, drove all the way home, watched an hour of Hunger Games, flipped back on because I was like, I'm curious on who won it, and they were still doing it. And I was like, ooh, this is exactly what baseball in the regular season is trying desperately to get away from, the idea of you have to spend three and a half, sometimes 4 hours consuming the product.
I don't think there's a fix to it, though, because it's faster now than it ever has been. And still, what you just said, I ate dinner, drove home, watched Hunger Games, and flipped it on, then they're still going before you decide a champ. I think it's kind of just like the NFL draft now, where you know the first round is going to be 2 hours, even though it shouldn't be 2 hours. No. But ESPN's like, we got to sell these spots, and we're going to sell these spots.
They are going to sell them.
If you told me it was going to be wiffle ball, but it was going to be at Dodger Stadium or Baltimore or either park here or San Diego, or like, I'd watch that. If it's going to be at a place like that with that kind of Fenway, that kind of backdrop, I would sit and watch that for 3 hours, no matter who was in it.
There's a lot going on last night in particular, too. And I know that those of us that are older, and I'm older than both of you guys, but there are people that still long for Chris Berman to be yelling, back, gone, which people Russ's age don't like that. Raider!
Let's let the ball speak for itself. But I understand people like Chris Berman, that's a lot of people's childhood. And to the nostalgia factor, that Chris Berman and Joe Morgan and these old school guys that were on ESPN when it was Ken Griffey Jr., you know, winning the Home Run Derby in Baltimore, right? Hitting the building across the street on Utah Street. I get all that. I don't know. I think you still keep it because I think contrary to the problem the NBA is having with the dunk contest, you are still getting the biggest names in the sport to do it, which I think is a really big deal.
Except for last night.
Well, Cal Raleigh's going to finish as a top two finisher in MVP voting.
And that's about it.
Aaron Judge did it already and won it.
This is the problem that the NBA ran into, where guys were like, I already won it and I already did it. I don't need to do it. I used it to raise my profile. I don't need it to do that anymore because my profile is raised. And baseball is going to run into that too.
But I think the difference is NBA guys are now too cool for school, where baseball guys is like, okay, it's kind of like a rite of passage and I like it. So Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Shohei did do it, you know, in Colorado. And it's like, hey, not for me. Mookie Betts did it, said, hey, not for me. I hit one homer. You know,
you're naming a lot of stars that don't do this thing anymore,
but
Russ.
They did it. And I think a lot of NBA guys are like, nah, man, I don't need to do the dunk contest. And the baseball guy's like, I'll get out there, especially if I'm going to be an all-star anyway.
It makes sense if you're going to be there anyway. By the way, speaking of all-stars, we're about to talk with one. Matthew Boyd is going to join us from Atlanta. Don't go anywhere. You're going to hear his story and how he got there, not just on a plane, but metaphorically how he got there. Next here on
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The score.
Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three. Boyd has set down the first four. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Peraza is out number three. Three perfect innings from Matthew Boyd. Swing and a miss. He fooled him badly on an off-speed pitch. Bellinger took a very weak-looking swing, and down he goes. That is strikeout number three for Boyd. Swing and a miss, strike three. A changeup curve got him. Swing and a miss. Beautiful curve by Boyd. Strike three called on the inside corner. Wells caught looking. Two down in the inning.
Masterful performance. That's a very good offensive team. I think they're leading the league in runs scored. So, you know, he kept it really quiet. I mean, there wasn't really a rally. There was a two-out double, and I mean, a guy in first, but it was just a great performance, and it was efficient, and he was ahead in the count. You looked up, it felt like it was 0-2, a whole bunch, and they're kind of playing from behind in the count the whole game.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
We are going to talk with Matthew Boyd in a few minutes. He's had a really unbelievable first half, even though it's really more like two-thirds of a season by the time you get to the All-Star break. In Baseball Reference, he's a 2.6 WAR. If you care about the win-loss stats, he's 10-3. His ERA is 2.34. He's got an opportunity to throw 200 innings this year. His WHIP is at 1. He's at 1.030, which is amazing for a guy that has gone through everything that he has gone through. And he finds himself in the All-Star game for the first time. It's a beautiful story.
I wish he was pitching. I wish he would just give him a third of an inning out there on the mound.
Don't care. Like, getting named to the All-Star team is a big deal for someone who has been in the league as long as he has. And him doing it for a team that means so much to his family is also excellent for me. Like, I love the whole idea of it. And we're lucky to have Matthew Boyd join us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We know that you got all sorts of obligations out there in Atlanta. What does this mean to you to be there?
Oh, man, it's such an honor. To get to represent the Cubs here is something that's really, really special. And to get to share a clubhouse with all these guys this year, it's humbling. It's an honor. And it's something I'm really happy to get to share with my family and, you know, get to be a part of.
Matthew, I find your story amazing, that you're 34 years old, making your first All-Star team, the perseverance that it took to get to this point. I'm curious, you had this long run in Detroit, basically, to start your career, and then all of the moving around starting in 2022. What was that like for you as far as battling doubt in your career? And what was it like for your family jumping around team to team the last few years?
Yeah, obviously being in the city for multiple years is nice, you know, but that's not always the case, you know, in this game, right? It's a business, and unfortunately, dealing with injuries, you know, you become expendable, right? You guys need someone that's going to be on the field. So, you know, my wife and I, you know, we've always believed that wherever we're supposed to be wherever we end up is where we're supposed to be. And we may not know the reasons why we're there on this side of heaven, but we got to be all in. And, you know, there's places that you could pick and like to be, you know, and, but, you know, God writes a better script than I could ever write. So he continues to blow our expectations, and we get to just be part of some amazing teams and amazing cities and amazing organizations. And, you know, I think we've been blessed, by every place we've been, you know, from Cleveland to Chicago to Detroit, to San Francisco and Seattle. And I mean, way back to even Toronto, we are fortunate beyond words, and, they've treated my family and I so well. And, you know, couldn't speak better of everybody, you know, we've been around. We're very fortunate.
What about the professional perseverance there on the mound? Just having injuries and being basically let go in all these situations. I mean, how did you conquer the doubt that you faced during those times?
I think the doubt there wasn't a lot of doubt. There were days that were harder, you know, and days that you're going, man, the picture is not as clear in my mind as maybe you would have liked it to be. But like after 2019, I just remember that offseason thinking my best baseball is ahead of me and I'm getting a taste of it right now. Basically in 21, you know, after a funny COVID year, but 2021 comes around and I get hurt and I'm like, I still feel like my best baseball's ahead of me. But I just have to wait for the right, you know, you have to wait for timing and opportunity to meet. And, unfortunately that really took until the end of last year, but I had a lot of time to think about who I wanted to be when the ball was going to be back in my hand, if I got that opportunity. And it's just more of a waiting for that opportunity. And, you know, it's just like, hey, this is what I'm going to do when the chance comes. So when that chance comes, you know, we're going to make sure that there's a spot at the table, so to speak, for us to be ready for it. And, I'm grateful for it. And, you know, last year in Cleveland was amazing. And now getting to be part of the Cubs and what we're doing this year and be part of this special ball club is something that is, I'm truly grateful for.
Matthew, the last time that you were on the show, we talked about what the Cubs as an organization means to you and to your family. So to kind of have this full circle moment of you're not just an all-star, but you're an all-star in a Cubs uniform. Like how much does that mean to the Boyd family that this has been manifested in this way?
It's really special. It means a lot to, I know it means a ton to my dad. It means a ton to my aunt. And it's something that is just really, really, really special. I didn't understand what Wrigley Field was about. I didn't understand Cubs fans and how deep it runs. I was told about it and you see it through the television and you get to hear about it from your grandpa and my dad, but like to get to experience it, the words didn't do it justice. The fans get behind us. It's amazing. Playing at Wrigley Field is like playing in a playoff atmosphere every night. And the words don't even do it justice. It's really, really special. And now that I got to experience it, man, it's something that, you know, I feel so fortunate to get to do and get to call Wrigley my home and, you know, get to wear this Cubs uniform because you're putting on so much more than a uniform when you get the chance to do that.
I know that pitchers do a ton of visualization to get themselves ready for whatever it is that they're taking on. Have you visualized the moment when you get introduced tonight?
It's I've thought about it, and it's pretty special to think that that's actually going to happen. And I just have a ton of gratitude to get to be there and to get to experience something like that. It's going to be a moment that I'll never forget for sure.
Matthew, how do you know with this team whether this is just one of those special years where just there seems to be the momentum, there seems to be the magic in the ballpark for you guys?
It just, I don't know how to say it. You know, it feels that way. It feels that way because, you know, you get to, we have good people in the clubhouse. It feels that way because we got, you know, guys that work hard. And the thing is that the majority of us have been around so much. None of those things guarantee success. But it makes it a lot of fun to show up to the yard every day. It makes it a lot of fun to pull for each other when times get hard, because they inevitably get hard over the case of 162, even over the case if you're fortunate enough to play more than that. So it's a special team because of the people that we're around, because of our leadership. It's a close-knit group. Like I said, none of that guarantees success. You got to show up every day. You got to work your tail off. You got to fight through adversity. But when you get to be around amazing people like that, it makes those times that are harder a lot easier. And when we're all pulling the rope in the same direction, good things happen.
I was talking with Craig Counsell last week, and I said that the three guys that made it to Atlanta, and trust me, there were arguments for more than three guys to make it to Atlanta off this Cubs team. But I love that you guys are in such different spaces in your career. It's PCA's first All-Star game, and he's coming into his own as an MVP candidate. It's your first time being an All-Star after years and years and dealing with injuries. And then there's Kyle Tucker, who's been in All-Star games before. He's won World Series. Like, all of those things, the spectrum of different experiences that you guys have walking into this All-Star game is fascinating. Have you guys even discussed it as a trio?
I mean, maybe not directly, but we've been definitely picking Kyle's head. I think that Kyle and his wife, Sam, have been so helpful in prepping Pete and I and our families, and our significant others in what to expect. But I think that's what's the beauty about baseball, right? Like, it's a sport that's so much beyond just being an athlete, right? It's just such a unique skill. And because of that, I think you can have stories like ours, right? That's just full all the way across the spectrum in terms of career status and everything else, age, whatnot, you know? So, that's the beauty of this game. There's an opportunity for everybody in it. Whether you're Aaron Judge, Jose Altuve, and just, you know, the shortest guy to the biggest guy, right? Like, it's a special game because of that. And, Craig touched on that when he gave us all the honors that we were all going to the game, and it's the beauty of our game. And, there'll be another cool story next year that gets that's something maybe we haven't even thought of yet, but that's the beauty of baseball.
Matthew, congratulations. Have fun. Enjoy it. Like, you seem like a guy that understands to live in those moments. But we're all really happy for you, man. It's been one of the best stories in baseball this year.
Really
what
cool
you've
story.
Done. Sure is. So congratulations. Have fun. And thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Matthew.
Matthew Boyd on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of asterisk-free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. I mean, how can you not root for that guy? Like, for real, how can you not root for that? Like, this is what these types of moments are supposed to be about, and I love that he is out there sharing it. We'll talk more about that. Russ Dorsey is here. You can probably see him if you're on Twitch. He's here in the studio hanging out. We're going to talk with him. Jason is here for Spieg. Spieg will be back on the show tomorrow. Back after this on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.